All right, so let's dive right in into something that's absolutely mission critical for your success in industrial manufacturing, and that is environmental, health, and safety, or EHS for short. We're going to be talking about how to boost productivity, keep your team safe, and even enhance your brand reputation, all while staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is, EHS was viewed as just a cost for so long, like a box to tick. But now forward-thinking manufacturers are seeing it as a real opportunity, and we've got a ton of research reports and real-world examples to kind of show you exactly how
Okay,
it.
so first things first,
Yes.
let's map out this EHS landscape, specifically in automotive manufacturing. That's where we see some of the clearest challenges and opportunities ahead.
Exactly. When we talk about EHS in automotive manufacturing, we're talking about minimizing the environmental impact of production. We're talking about creating a safe and healthy workplace for your employees and making sure you're compliant with those ever-changing regulations.
And when you say environmental impact, you're talking about the big stuff, right? Air pollution, water pollution, and just the amount of waste that's generated.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about the emissions from painting and coating processes. You've got VOCs, PM, NOx, SUFLOX, CO2, the list goes on and on. Then there's the wastewater discharge that contains heavy metals, oils, solvents, all of which have a real impact on the environment around your facilities.
Yeah, it's easy to forget about that when you're, so focused on production targets.
Right, but remember that incident a few years back? Where a plant's wastewater discharge contaminated a local water supply, that kind of thing can cause significant damage to a company's reputation, not to mention the financial
Oh,
repercussions.
yeah, that's a risk no executive wants to take. And then there are the hazards that your employees face every day.
Exactly. I mean, automotive manufacturing involves a lot of heavy machinery, and unfortunately, physical injuries from those machines are all too common. Then you've got exposure to the chemicals in paints, solvents, lubricants. Those can have some serious long-term health effects.
Yeah, it's a tough environment for sure. I can see why ergonomic issues from repetitive tasks and the noise and vibration hazards are a big concern.
Yeah, there was a study from Northwestern University that really drives this point home. A staggering 63% of manufacturing workers reported feeling tired at work, and that fatigue leads to mistakes, slower reaction times, and ultimately a much higher risk of accidents.
Okay, so that's a pretty sobering statistic. It really highlights the human cost of neglecting EHS. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about why prioritizing EHS is good for business, and not just for compliance or avoiding bad press.
Yeah, that's a key point. When we look at the business case for EHS, it becomes really clear that it's not just about avoiding costs, it's about creating a strategic advantage.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me how strong EHS practices translate into cold, hard cash.
Well, just think about it. Fewer accidents means less downtime, less workers' compensation, and lower insurance premiums. That's a direct impact on your bottom line. And a healthier and safer workforce is a more productive workforce. They're less likely to miss work, they're more focused. And they're more likely to stay with your company.
So you're saying that investing in EHS
Yeah.
actually helps attract and retain talent?
Absolutely. In today's competitive market, employees are looking for companies that prioritize their well-being. And let's not forget the positive impact on your brand reputation. Customers, investors, even potential business partners, they're more likely to choose a company that is known for its commitment to EHS.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's about making EHS part of your company's DNA, not just some afterthought.
Exactly. Think about Toyota and their famous Toyota Production System, or TPS. It's often touted for its efficiency and lean manufacturing principles, but at its core, TPS is deeply rooted in EHS.
That's interesting. I always thought of TPS as, being all about eliminating waste and maximizing output.
Well, it is. But waste reduction and employee involvement, which are two key pillars of TPS, are also core components of a strong EHS program. Toyota realized early on that by empowering workers to identify and eliminate hazards, you create a safer, more efficient, and more engaged workforce.
So it's not just about having a bunch of rules and regulations. It's about creating a culture where everyone is responsible for EHS.
That's the key takeaway. EHS isn't just a department, it's a mindset. And when that mindset is embedded in your company culture, that's when you start seeing the real and lasting results, both for your business and for your people.
All right, I'm convinced. EHS is a smart business move. But now I'm curious about how technology is changing the game. What innovations are out there that can help us achieve these EHS goals more effectively?
Yeah, that's where things get really exciting. Let's move on to some of these cutting-edge technologies that are transforming the EHS landscape.
Rare, lead the way.
Yeah, we're seeing this wave of new technologies that aren't just changing how we approach EHS. They're really revolutionizing it. You know, things like the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, even robotics, they're all playing a part.
I've heard a lot of buzz about the Internet of Things, or IoT, but I'm not really sure how it applies to EHS. Can you break it down for me?
Sure. So imagine a network of sensors all over your facility, constantly monitoring things like air quality, water usage, even the noise levels in different areas. That's the IoT in action. All that data is collected and analyzed in real time, giving you a constant pulse on your EHS performance.
Okay, so instead of relying on manual inspections and reports, you have this system that's constantly gathering and analyzing data. Alerting you to potential issues before they become major problems.
Exactly. And that's where AI and machine learning come in. These technologies can sift through mountains of data, identifying patterns and anomalies that humans might miss. They can even predict potential hazards based on historical data and current conditions.
So it's like having this virtual EHS expert working 24/7, crunching numbers and keeping you informed. That's incredible.
It is. And let's not forget about robotics and automation. You know, we all know that manufacturing involves a lot of repetitive and potentially dangerous tasks. Robots can take over those tasks, reducing the risk of worker injuries and exposure to hazards.
Right. It's about using technology to make the workplace safer for everyone. But what about the workers themselves? How do they fit into this high-tech EHS landscape?
That's a crucial question. We can't just throw technology at the problem and expect everything to be fine. We need to make sure our workforce is trained and equipped to work alongside these new technologies.
So it's about upskilling and empowering your employees, not replacing them.
Exactly. Think about it this way. You can have the most sophisticated EHS monitoring system in the world, but if your employees don't know how to use it or interpret the data, it's useless.
Yeah, so investing in training and education is just as important as investing in the technology itself.
Absolutely. You need to create a culture where employees feel comfortable using these new tools and are encouraged to provide feedback on how they can be improved.
It's about making sure that technology is a tool that helps your workers, not something that alienates them or replaces them.
Exactly. Now, with all these advancements, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of the new and shiny. But we also need to be mindful of the potential downsides.
Okay, what kind of downsides are we talking about?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is cybersecurity. As our EHS systems become more interconnected and reliant on data, they become more vulnerable to cyber attacks. A data breach could not only disrupt your operations, but also compromise sensitive employee information.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
And I imagine the cost of implementing and maintaining these new technologies is not insignificant.
It's not. But remember, the cost of neglecting EHS can be far greater. Think about the potential fines, legal fees, and reputational damage. That can result from an accident or an environmental incident.
You're right. It's about weighing the costs and benefits. And I have a feeling that in the long run, investing in these technologies will pay off in terms of increased safety, productivity, and sustainability.
That's the idea. It's about making smart investments that will benefit your business, your employees, and the environment.
Speaking of the environment, I'm curious about how these technological advancements can help us address, you know, the growing concerns about climate change and sustainability.
Yeah, that's a key area where technology can make a real difference. For example, sensors and AI can be used to optimize energy consumption, reducing your carbon footprint and saving you money on energy costs.
That makes sense. And what about waste reduction? Can technology play a role there?
Absolutely. Robotics and automation can be used to sort and recycle materials more efficiently, reducing the amount of waste that ends up in landfills. And with the rise of 3D printing, we're seeing companies explore new ways to manufacture products using less material and generating less waste.
So it's about using technology to create a more circular economy, where resources are used more efficiently and waste is minimized.
Exactly. And that's not just good for the environment, it's also good for business. Consumers are becoming increasingly conscious of the environmental impact of their purchases, and they're more likely to choose products from companies that are committed to sustainability.
It's a win-win situation. You're doing what's right for the planet.
Yeah.
And appealing to a growing segment of customers who are willing to pay a premium for sustainable products.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the potential for innovation. As these technologies continue to evolve, we can expect to see even more creative and effective solutions for addressing EHS challenges.
It's an exciting time to be in manufacturing. But with all this talk about technology, I'm wondering if there's a risk of losing sight of the human element of EHS.
That's an important point. Technology can be a powerful tool, but it's only as good as the people who use it. We can't forget about the importance of leadership, communication, and creating a culture of safety.
Okay, so how do we strike that balance between embracing technology and fostering a strong EHS culture?
Well, it starts with recognizing that technology is not a replacement for human judgment and experience. Technology can provide us with valuable data and insights, but it's up to us to interpret that information and make informed decisions.
So it's about using technology to augment our capabilities, not to replace them.
Right. And we need to make sure that our EHS systems are designed with the end user in mind. They need to be intuitive, easy to use, and provide clear and actionable information.
It sounds like we're talking about more than just implementing new technologies. It's about a fundamental shift in how we think about and approach EHS.
Exactly. It's about creating a holistic EHS strategy that integrates technology, people, and processes to create a safer, healthier, and more sustainable future for manufacturing.
Okay, so we've talked about the EHS landscape, the business case for prioritizing EHS, and the role of technology in shaping the future of EHS. But what about the practical side of things? What are some concrete actions that manufacturing executives can take to improve EHS performance in their facilities?
That's a great question. Let's move on to discuss some best practices and actionable takeaways that you can implement in your own organization.
Perfect. I'm ready to get down to brass tacks.
So one of the most effective strategies is to focus on pollution prevention instead of just trying to control pollution after it's been created. You know, look for ways to prevent it from happening in the first place.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you actually go about preventing pollution?
Well, there are a number of approaches. One is material substitution. Can you switch to using less hazardous materials in your processes? For example, a lot of companies are finding success using water-based paints and coatings instead of solvent-based ones, which significantly reduces VOC emissions.
Oh, that's a great example. What else can manufacturers do?
Another powerful tool is process optimization. By carefully analyzing your production processes, you can identify areas where you can reduce waste, energy consumption, and emissions. Sometimes, you know, even small tweaks to your processes can have a big impact on your overall EHS performance.
Yeah, I imagine that requires a deep understanding of your operations and a willingness to experiment.
Absolutely. It's about taking a critical look at how you do things and asking yourself, can we do this better? Can we do this in a way that's safer for our workers and the environment?
That's a great mindset to have. What about waste reduction? It seems like there's always room for improvement in that area.
You're right, and there are plenty of practical steps you can take. Implementing robust recycling programs is a must. Make sure you have clearly labeled bins for different types of waste, and that your employees are trained on proper waste disposal procedures. You might be surprised by how much waste you can divert from landfills simply by improving your recycling efforts.
And what about engaging employees in these EHS initiatives? I imagine their buy-in is pretty crucial for success.
Absolutely. Your employees are your eyes and ears on the ground. They're the ones who are interacting with your processes and equipment every day. So they're often the first to notice potential hazards or areas for improvement.
Okay, so how do you empower them to be active participants in EHS?
One way is to establish safety committees, where workers from different departments can come together to, you know, discuss EHS concerns, identify hazards, and recommend solutions. These committees can be incredibly valuable for fostering a sense of ownership and accountability among employees.
That's a great idea. And what about recognizing and rewarding employees for their contributions to EHS?
That's another powerful tool. Implementing a system where you recognize and reward employees for identifying hazards, reporting near misses, or suggesting improvements can go a long way in creating a culture of safety.
Yeah, it's about showing employees that you value their input and that their contributions to EHS are appreciated.
Exactly. And it's not just about recognizing individual efforts. It's also about celebrating successes as a team. When you achieve a safety milestone or reduce your environmental impact, make sure you share that success with your employees and acknowledge their role in making it happen.
It's about building a sense of shared responsibility and accomplishment. And that's what creates a truly sustainable EHS culture.
That's the key. EHS is not just a set of rules or procedures. It's a way of thinking, a way of doing business. And when you can embed that mindset into the fabric of your organization, that's when you'll see the real and lasting results.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one piece of advice you'd give to executives who are looking to elevate their EHS performance?
Don't wait for an accident or an environmental incident to happen before you take action. Be proactive, be innovative, and make EHS a top priority in your organization. The benefits are too great to ignore.
I couldn't agree more. It's about creating a safer, healthier, and more sustainable future for your employees, your business, and the planet. So think about what you've learned today. How can you leverage technology to enhance EHS in your facility? What steps can you take to create a more proactive and preventative safety culture where everyone feels responsible for EHS? Until next time, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in EHS.